Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're digitized. Hang on, I gotta go tell my kids to knock Son of a bitch, kids.
You have bad bandwidth. What are they doing? Streaming videos?
Yeah, they stream videos all day long.
Oh.
That's what they don't watch TV.
It's
They just watch YouTube. It's the new next generation.
YouTube.
Yeah, it's the YouTube generation.
God help us.
Hey, I don't know what it's gonna mean for us. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It sound better now?
Now, hang on.
All
Give me a second. I'll be right back.
right.
They were not happy, so I blamed you.
Oh. You involved
Not
me.
really. Not really, but I did.
You should have said it.
Not really, but they were not
You
happy.
should have blamed it on Luke Foster. Did they
He has a
meet?
good one to blame things
Did
on.
they meet Luke Foster?
He stayed here, so.
Blame him. Anytime something like that happens, you take the internet away,
You
blame
remember
it
that
on
guy,
Luke
Luke,
Foster.
don't you?
Do you remember that guy that came and stayed with us? It's his fault. You can't watch YouTube. It's Luke's fault.
Yep, sorry. So Luke said. He knows
See,
Luke.
if you would only think of these things.
It would be bad for Luke because pretty much everyone hates him, so it's just more people. Every time I see him on Twitter, he's getting into a fight with someone, so.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker, that's for sure.
And I know he hates kids, so.
And dogs.
Hate kids and dogs.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah, hates fun.
Is Micah, they're gonna join us?
I
See in Japan.
think I pinged him. Yeah, I did. I couldn't remember if I did or not. I said, you there? He doesn't have that much longer. Like, he's leaving next month.
Packing already.
Yeah, I don't. I sent the email late because usually you send an email, and I didn't see no email, so I said I better send this so I at least can plan.
Yes. We usually wait till the last minute, but this is literally
This is
last.
last minute.
But we're here for Geek Brunch,
Yes.
episode.
200 something.
And I am Bill.
200 dot now. And I am Micah.
You're not.
No, I am Michael.
And you're on your way to Japan.
Yes.
Geek Brunch Podcast. Come on, site open.
Do you know a lot about music in the 80s?
I know all about music in the 80s, so
Well,
not all about it.
let's talk about a little bit about it, because it seems like every time a song comes on, Barb says it's about masturbation. So
209,
so
episode 209. It's
I
all about masturbation.
all about masturbation. So she said that Billy Idol's Dancing in the Dark is about masturbation. Does that ring a bell to you?
I saw that you. Is it Dancing with Yourself? Is that the song?
Yeah.
Is that the line?
Dancing with myself. Yeah. That's
I never interpreted it that way when I was in the 80s,
me neither.
so
And then
perhaps I was innocent.
the other masturbation song is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. I guess if you're dancing and then you're in the dark,
That's code.
it's code.
If you're
If you're
dancing
dancing,
alone or in the
you're,
dark.
it's code. You're masturbating.
Dancing in.
Turning Japanese.
Yeah, I heard that one was.
Okay, so you heard that one.
Yeah, I think that one is about masturbation.
Billy Squier's The Stroke.
I'm not familiar with that song, but
You never heard Stroke Man, Stroke Man, Stroke. Stroke. You never heard that?
I don't think so.
Oh my
I'll have to
God.
play a clip at the end of the show. But
That
that could just be about like the row team or whatever, right?
yeah, could be.
The Yale, what are those guys called?
I don't know. Just the
They're in that Facebook.
Mexicanos.
They're in that Facebook movie.
Face. I didn't watch the Facebook movie.
You never saw the Facebook movie?
I started watching it, and then his talking drove me up a wall, and I had to leave.
That's like the first opening scene.
Yeah. I
Like,
made it into 10 minutes and then stopped.
this guy's full of himself.
Yeah, this guy's the most pretentious asshole I've ever seen. He just can't shut up.
Yeah, that's pretty close to it.
And then there I'm on Facebook.
Yep, you can't stay away. You may not like him, but he created something that worked.
Yeah, he did.
Even though he just kind of.
I might even like the movie. I just kind of lost interest. It wasn't as interesting as The Purge was to me.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
It's not that I hated The Purge. I just thought it would be. I was hoping for much more than it delivered.
It delivered. It did exactly what it's supposed to. It just started bigger and it narrowed the focus.
But it,
That's
yes,
how that's
I
that's
wanted more of the
that's
outside.
about 90% of your movies, though.
Well,
You
I
start
compared.
global and then you narrow it down to a small group of people.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, you can't remain big the whole time. But it was just. I don't know. You can have a small group of people out in the world. They don't have to be like locked away in their house. And then there's just like a moment of
But it's
each.
the purge. You're supposed to lock your way yourself out, or you're dead. You can't be out in the streets.
Yeah, but that makes a boring movie, though. I mean, you could just film a movie with some people in their house during this catastrophic event, and then it goes to the end. The end. They survived the purge. But it's the purge. You want to see the purging going on. I want to see people getting. I want to see the crossed in the streets. It's like reading a cross book and not seeing any of the crossed because you're just seeing people in this room. And you see some crossed at the window, but that's all you see. And then a person comes in.
You want to see some throat?
I want to see some stuff.
You want to see some dick earrings and a dick
Dick
necklace and some
necklaces.
ball earrings?
That's right. It's like if a cross movie came out and they like hardly showed any cross. They showed them at the window and that was it, the whole movie. You'd be like, God damn it. That's what I paid for.
Some bitch. Why aren't you out watching Guardians of the Galaxy?
I need to go see that. I
Ah,
still
so good.
I It's an interesting one because oh, and I didn't even check. I think it's doing well, isn't it?
Yeah,
What's it make so far?
supposed to make 90, projected to make 90 million
Oh, good.
by Sunday.
That's good because I remember when they first announced it, everyone was like wondering since it's an unknown, fairly unknown property.
I was very worried when I saw the preview because I didn't find it funny. Like, but it's basically them taking clips and making it not funny, but it is funny. It's a humorous movie, but serious, and the timing is dead on, you know. It's good timing. It's a good movie.
Yeah, and I heard it was action-packed.
Yeah, a lot of action. The characters are very likable.
That's good.
It's just fun. I think the kids will like it. They do say the word dick, so you ought to like it.
That is one of the boxes on my checklist of movie reviews.
That one I
Learn
give you
some dick.
a positive tomato, right?
Yeah, I give
Like,
a.
use the word dick.
Yeah, it looks fun though, so. And that's what I like. I mean, I like
It's fun. It's done really, really well. There's a lot of Easter eggs. The actors, they play off of each other really well. Groot, you know, on the screen is really effective.
he worked.
Rocket is real effective. You will not recognize that that's Bradley Cooper's voice, though.
Oh, is that who does the voice of it?
It doesn't sound like him at all. Like, I even tried to imagine, is that Bradley Cooper? Man, I just can't.
Couldn't picture him.
Yeah, I couldn't picture him. It was good.
It's good. And it's one that I want to see in the theater just because of the space and sci-fi aspect. It should look awesome on the big screen. Like I like the other movies, but this one, I don't know. To me, it seems more going to the theater type thing, type movie.
I think why I liked it is because I had the lowest expectations for it, and I just loved the shit out of it. You know what I mean? I was like pleasantly surprised. I was like,
You're going
this.
in
I
like
didn't think it was gonna be bad. I just didn't think I was gonna be like one
you're
of my
slightly
favorites.
worried.
Yeah, it's like, well, I love Guardians of the Galaxy, but I don't necessarily find it funny. And I was just kind of worried from that aspect, but it was very effective. The guy who did Star Lord was really good. My favorite characters were Star Lord, Rocket, and Groot by a landslide.
Yeah.
Gamora was cool. They have Ronan, and what was the other one? Drax.
Yeah, Drax.
The thing I didn't like about Drax is this kind of a little more depowered, because in the comics he's like, he's a fucking badass motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a destroyer.
Yeah,
I
but
still have to.
it's good. I think the kids, like, I saw kids in there and they enjoyed, like, it seemed like every age group enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so kids like it and
Yeah.
adults are into it as well. Yeah, I don't know if my kids could handle it, but my daughter could. My son might get scared.
Scared.
He's a chicken.
He probably was in the closet looking at Crossed, and you scared
Right.
the shit out
Open your eyes! Open your eyes and look at the
of
screen! You baby! You sissy baby! That's what I tell him all the time. I yell at him. It's not very effective.
Toughen up, Buttercup. Oh, he's here. Micah is here. I just didn't catch him. What the hell?
Oh, he answered?
He finally answered me, but I didn't. Usually, what I hear is a little like bloop, like the
Yeah.
message come across, and I
Ping.
didn't hear the little bloop.
I was gonna say for Guardians of the Galaxy, I think I want to see the movie, and then I still need to read through the whole Annihilation run.
I read through the Annihilation run as the second volume. I haven't finished, but I might do that today.
Which
I'm on
one?
a
Conquest?
no, I read Conquest, the regular ongoing.
Oh, okay.
Micah,
Hello.
hey,
Hello.
did you see Guardians yet?
I have not seen it.
I didn't hear your message come across. Usually I hear when somebody types a little like bloop, and I didn't hear it.
It's cool.
We've
So,
been talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a
yeah.
new movie from Sony Pictures. Or
No, it's
Marvel
Marvel
Entertainment Pictures.
Studios.
Marvel Studios Entertainment.
It was really good. I liked it.
Cool.
Highly recommend it. But I like everything, so fucking don't listen to me.
It's getting good re response, good
Yeah, it
reviews.
was like 90 on Rotten
Rotten Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, I think they did the right thing. They said, no one really knows this property, so we need to make it something people want to go see and will tell their friends about, so let's make it fun and exciting.
Yeah.
And give them characters that they'll be able to associate with.
I think by doing it too, Marvel did a good thing because none of those characters are recognizable properties, but now they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, before
Like
this, no new
yeah,
raccoon
before
moments.
you had to be a true comic book geek to enjoy those characters, but now when somebody sees Rocket, they're gonna know, you know? It was very cool. I want to see it again. I really do.
You probably will. I plan on seeing it. I'm definitely going to see it in the theater. If I have to sneak my way in.
Sneak.
Or I should say, if I have to sneak my way out of the house to go to the theater.
Another masturbation song supposedly is She Bop.
Yeah, I heard that that one was masturbation. Yeah, I
Barb
don't know.
says every song is about masturbation in the 80s, and I didn't know this, Micah.
I did not know this either,
Yeah.
with or without you.
With or without you? He's talking to his dick. I
No,
can't live with or without you.
Yeah, I heard about Shebop.
Shebop, Dancing in the Dark, Dancing with Yourself, Billy Idol. What else did we... Oh, Turning
I Touch
Japanese.
Myself.
I Touched Myself, the Divinyls, but that was the 90s.
Oh.
And that's more overt than the others.
Yeah, that
it's
one's
very,
straightforward.
Very overt.
There's no subtext there.
No, none.
It's when I masturbate.
I started watching Don John, and that's all about him masturbating.
I still haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it all. We started...
Jason Gordon-Levitt movie? Or
yeah,
it...
yeah.
Yeah.
It's got my woman in there.
Barb's in it?
Awesome. I didn't know that. She's in the masturbation movie?
I didn't know she started acting already.
Yeah, she's in there.
Go her.
So since we've talked movies, what movies have we been watching?
I watched a movie.
All right.
It's a movie that I think you saw it. I'm not sure, but I think you saw it. It's called 300 Part 2. I don't remember what the title is.
The
Rise of the
Rise of the Storm.
Of the Lycans?
It's the Rise of something.
Rise
of
an Empire.
Guardians of the Universe.
Wait, is that it?
It's actually my favorite movie of the year. But
Birth of an Empire?
Rise of an Empire.
Rise of an Empire. It was good. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
It's still my favorite movie of the year.
Remains your favorite movie.
More than Guardians?
Guardians is a hell of a lot of fun. Like, 300 scratched an itch that I had never seen before. Like, naval battles with freaking horses jumping from ship to ship, and I don't know, it just looked fucking awesome. And it
looked amazing.
I never knew, like, I know this movie's like total fiction, but I never knew how much Navy, you know, the naval thing was back in the day. Yeah, this was all happened. And the other thing I think I really appreciated about the movie was that you very rarely see is that this movie's not a sequel. It's not a prequel. It's happening during the same time.
Right.
And that's what I thought was amazing.
Crossover points between the two.
Some people might find that annoying. I love the hell out of it because it was, if you were moving along with the other movie, this was going on at the same time, just on the sea.
You should watch them both at the same time.
I wish I had the setup to do that, Micah.
It'd be really neat though if they had them. They were like the exact same runtime.
Oh, in sync. So
that'd be cool.
That would be cool, but incredibly...
I doubt they thought it out that way, though.
That'd be impossible.
That'd have been so much work. Well, if you have a really good editor, though, you can make it work, I guess.
I don't know, though, because like in one movie, you could have like a half-hour like fight scene in real time, and then the other movie, you'd have to sequence the fight scenes, I guess, to...
You'd have to know ahead of time. You couldn't. It'd be hard to backfill it that way.
Yeah. I guess you could do it.
You could do it. You could definitely do it.
You'd pretty much be doing the same movie then, though.
Well, no, you do it. No, it'd be the different movie. You just have to fill in the time gaps.
Yeah.
It'll work. Good editing.
Yeah, I guess you could slow down and speed up. You just have to slow down and speed up so you match up at different points.
Right. Jump cut.
But yeah, so this one, it looked awesome.
Yeah,
the characters were good, and they had characters were good.
Very strong female character. Like,
two of the main characters were females.
I thought the one that was more like the pirate was extremely complex, because she just had a hatred for everybody.
She was Greek, and then she turned on them and went to the Persians.
Yeah.
When she was, I don't remember what her backstory was, but she ended up.
She was raped and captured and enslaved and.
Yeah, that's right. And then rose to power on the. She was an awesome fighter, and they recognized it, so they promoted her.
Yeah, she's in the Penny Dreadful series right now that I'm watching. I'm not totally caught up.
And then Mama was the leading the Spartans.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
And it was a different director for this one, but they tried to... They obviously did the same visual style as the first one. Including all the slow-mo shots and all the blood. There was lots of blood in this movie. It's awesome, because every time anyone gets, like, stabbed with a sword, they just, like, explode.
Yeah.
I watched the, like, part of the making of it, and one of the guys was commenting. He said, yeah, all the characters in this movie have really high blood pressure. Because anytime they get chopped with a sword, blood just gushes out.
That's how it was back then.
All the sugar in their diet. Or
different
salt
times. The salt was more compressed.
And they filmed it pretty much all in front of green screen.
Right.
Or not pretty much, they all in front of a green screen.
I mean, they didn't actually go out and build giant boats?
They did just for the platform, like something, because they were standing on the actual platform of the boats.
Yeah.
And they were on, like, whatever, actuators or whatever, and they were pistons and stuff, so they, like, rocked and stuff.
But it was cool just seeing, like, the strategies and stuff.
Yeah, the planning of it. And
yeah.
I still don't see how they stood a chance, but...
Yeah, because those other ships, size-wise, were...
And they had, like, 1,000 of them.
Yeah. They just formed a circle. That's the key to it. Form a circle.
Doesn't matter how many there are. Just form a circle.
They can't make a circle. They can't siege your walls.
That's right. Form a circle. When the apocalypse happens, that's what I'm doing.
Form a circle.
I guess I got it all covered. Form a circle.
They charge with your heads to their midsection. That's their weak point.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, though, because you had the land stuff, you had sea stuff. You had some characters from the first movie back.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yes, yeah, well done. I don't know if I saw anything else. I saw the first half of Joe, a movie called Joe.
I don't know this.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
Sure, it's wonderful.
It's good, actually.
Oh.
It's surprisingly good.
I like Nicolas Cage. I think he's great. My hummingbird.
He's really good in this.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Yeah, this is actually a good version of Nicolas Cage. It's about, he plays this, it takes place in like a southern town. I don't even remember where, like what state it takes place in. But he runs a, he works for a company that, like a company that plants trees, like they, like a, what is that called? Lumber, not a lumber, I don't know. They grow trees. What's that type of company called?
Gardening? Landscaping?
No, like...
No, they actually have...
Chop down trees.
Oh, Lumberjack?
Yeah, no, I don't think the company's called the Lumberjacks. But anyway, yeah, so the Lumberjack. Yeah, Foresters or something. But what they do, what they hire Nicolas Cage to do is he hires a bunch of people and they go in and poison the trees in a forest so they can knock them down and then put in their trees, like put in good trees that they can forest. But it's illegal to not to kill. It's illegal to chop down the live trees, so they hire him to illegally go in and poison all the trees. So he runs this group of. He hires all these guys to go in and poison all these trees. So he picks them up. It's kind of one of those like a work for like a work for hire type thing where if you show up at 6 o'clock at this spot, we'll come pick you up and take you out for work for the day, and you come back at the end of the day. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he runs one of those, and then this kid, one day this kid shows up at the place looking for work, so, oh no, they're out in the forest, and this kid walks up, And we already met the kid because his father is a dick. His father's like older, like probably in his, I don't know, like 60. And this kid's like 14, 15. And his father's a drunk and a dick. So the kid's looking for work. And Nicolas Cage hires him and kind of befriends him. And then it kind of goes from there. So, and Nicolas Cage has a backstory where he was in jail for a few years because he beat up some guy. So he's a temper. It's real good. It's very complex characters. So it's quite enjoyable so far. And you can tell it's headed for some violence. The shit's building now, and at some point we're going to hit the breaking point, and then all hell's going to break loose. Obviously, with Nicolas Cage going after this kid's dad. So there's going to be a nice fight at some point. It's good, though. He's really good in it, too.
That instant streaming, or did you buy the DVD?
I got it from the library. Library. I think that's all I've seen. I've probably seen more.
Oh, I saw two more. I saw Paranoia. That was with Gary Oldman, Thor's brother, and not Loki, but the actor that plays Thor. Who's the other guy? Harrison Ford. Oh. It actually had Richard Dreyfuss. You had a lot of good actors, but not a lot of substance.
Hmm.
But it's about
Paranoia.
Yeah, it's about two corporations that have this one resource, and they kind of blackmail this one kid, and he has to go work for this company. And it's kind of like a double cross, but he has to do like very illegitimate things to try to find out what their secrets are and stuff. It's on Netflix Instant Streaming. The other one that was better on Netflix Instant Streaming is Out of the Furnace with Christian Bale.
That's not Thor. That's Thor's brother.
He said Thor's brother.
Is that what you
That's
said?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay. God. You confused me.
I said Thor, the guy. Yeah. It said the guy who plays Thor's brother.
It said Thor's brother, but not Loki.
I didn't say Loki. Yeah, it's not Loki. Not like Thor's brother. I was trying to mean Thor. The actor's brother.
I knew what Mike meant.
Yeah, you have to have your mic translator on.
Yeah, I know you meant
Liam. Did you put Liam on your translator?
This is the ugly brother. You should have just said that. I'm
just kidding. They actually look a lot alike, man.
Yeah, they do. Is there three of them or just two of them?
There's three. I don't know who the other one does.
Which one was in Red Dawn? I haven't seen that yet.
Liam. And then there's one named Luke.
There was one that was in the cabin in the woods too, right?
That might have been... I don't know anymore.
That was Thor.
Okay. I get them all confused because they look so damn similar.
Oh, the other brother doesn't really look like them.
Only Chris and Liam look the same. Luke is in... I don't think I've seen anything he's ever been in.
Looks like he's just in stuff in Australia.
Couldn't make it out.
Maybe he's happy there.
Oh, sure.
Happy with the Australia money. I'm sure he's big in Australia.
Maybe. Not as big as Liam Hemsworth.
But Out of the Furnace is Christian Bale and Woody Harrelson.
I heard about that one.
Isn't that True Detective?
That's Matthew McConaughey. And
no, it's not say? Matthew.
Are they the same person?
Christian Bale. Batman.
Isn't Christian Bale in True Detective?
No.
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey. And Woody Harrelson.
All right, continue.
Well, this movie is a dark movie. It's about a guy that kind of works in a factory, and he has a brother that comes back from Iraq, and he kind of like gets into gambling trouble. And he starts fighting, like in fight clubs, like underground fight clubs. And Woody Harrelson, I mean, the movie opens up with like Woody Harrelson beating up a woman and then beating up a guy at a drive-in, and he's like uncontrollable dude that lives in the mountains somewhere, and supposedly I guess he can't be touched because he has so much levels of protection, I guess, in the mountains. And he gets into a fight club and they kill his brother. Actually, he throws the fight so they'll make money. And then William Dafoe is in it too, and he's kind of the guy that's like organizing the fights with him. And he owes Woody Harrelson money, and he says, "Okay, we threw the fight, so I don't owe you any more money." So they leave, and Woody Harrelson kind of stops him, and then he kills both of them. And then it's like a vengeance movie. Christian Bale's going to avenge his brother. But it has a lot of cool actors, and it's a good movie. That one's on Netflix too.
Cool. I need to get Netflix now because my TV show is on there now.
What's that?
The Killing.
Oh yeah.
Has Barb started watching it yet?
Yeah, she's like five or four episodes in. I
I think there's only five or six episodes total.
think she's caught up then. She marathoned last night because last night I must have went to bed at 10:30, and I think she stayed up till like 2.
Pounding them out. That's what I need to plan when I want to watch them, because I know once I start, I'm not going to want to stop. Yeah. See, it's
What?
working. It's getting me to subscribe just for that one show.
Segues us into TV then. Oh no, Micah, have you watched any movies?
I mean, I have, but I still don't remember what I watched. I just watched a bunch of Japanese movies during this class thing I'm in, so.
Are you in class right now? Because I know you stopped working, right?
Yep. Yeah, I've stopped working, but I'm in class now from 9 to 3. It's really exciting. 5 days a week. It's like having a job again.
What class is it one class or is it many classes?
One class.
Just learning Japanese.
Yeah. It's an intensive course. And
Lot
so,
of work.
yep. Way too much.
But it's hopefully preparing you for
Hopefully.
what you're jumping into there.
That's the idea, at least. We'll see how it goes.
So what was this Japanese film?
Let's see, a bunch of them. Let's see. The first one is Jiro Dreams of Sushi, which we've talked about before. It's about this old Japanese dude who makes really good sushi.
That's a good movie. I watched that.
Yeah, I like that one. Let's see. The other one, okay, so the final one is this trash movie called Tokyo Sonata, and it's not any good, and I don't know why we watched it. It's about this Japanese businessman who loses his job, and then instead of like telling his wife and family about it, he just pretends to have a job for a while, and then he's a terrible human being. And at one point in time, he like throws his son down the stairs for playing the piano. Which doesn't make a lot of sense. And so,
Maybe he was terrible.
no.
Terrible piano player.
He didn't want his son to play the piano because having dreams is bad for you or
Didn't
something.
want to chase his dreams.
And then his older son joined the US Army and then is never heard from again. And his wife at one point in time gets kidnapped, and they just kind of drive around with this dude, and they go to a beach. And, like, none of it makes any sense, and I'm not sure what the moral of the story is, other than don't lie to your family about losing your job.
Sounds pretty good to me.
You can watch it. It's called Tokyo Sonata. It might be on Netflix. I'm not entirely certain. A lot of them seem to be on Netflix.
So when you watch them, do you watch them with subtitles or without subtitles in your class?
I would
They
think you
have,
have to.
no, they have subtitles, but we have to do all this work while we're watching it, so you're basically not even watching the movie. You have to listen to it, you have to answer all these questions about it in Japanese and figure out a lot of stuff in Japanese. So,
Yeah.
we're doing all the movies. It's kind of like that. This other movie is called Rambo Song. It's also trash, but it's like trash. People might like it. It's like an indie. It's a Japanese. I don't think it's an indie movie, but it might be close.
What's it called? Rambo's song?
Rainbow Song.
Oh, Rainbow.
Rainbow Song.
Yeah.
I heard Rambo, so I was
like, that's what I thought too. I'm like,
no. No, it's not Rambo Song. Rambo doesn't sing. I did see parts of, what the fuck is that? Expendables 3. Sheesh. That's right. Because it leaked onto the internet, high quality version of it or whatever, which is weird. Someone should have, I think someone got fired for that. Hopefully they did. It's a mistake on their part. But, Rainbow Song is about this girl who's making a movie. And then she dies. And then, like, the movie starts off on the way to a funeral for this girl. And then we kind of back up and see parts of her life. And it follows, like, kind of a terrible love story with this dude who's a total creeper and her. And then how stupid they are because they never tell each other that they have feelings for each other. And then she dies and he's sad and the movie ends. It's really bizarre. But some people seem to like it. I thought it was stupid.
It got good reviews on IMDb.
Oh, people like dumb indie movies. People thought Juno was good.
Juno was good.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
He's calling us idiot. He's calling us stupid.
Yeah.
Again, like he does every episode.
It's like somebody called me stupid in last episode, right?
Hey, the actress won a bunch of Best Supporting Actress. The Supporting Actress won a bunch of Best Supporting Actress awards. So.
What, the blind sister who's in it for like 3 minutes?
Poo-poo to you. I don't know. I never saw this stupid movie.
Oh yeah, it won a lot of international film festival things. It got a lot of props.
Anytime you're talking about a girl dying in retrospective of her life, you're gonna win some kind of awards.
Yeah, so you got that. Got like Tokyo Sonata won some awards, I think too. I'm pretty sure it won a couple awards. Oh, it won something at Cannes.
Oh.
Pre-un certain regard. I don't know what the hell that means.
Ah, it means a prize of great regard.
It's French.
Certain regard.
Recognize young talent and encourage innovative and daring works by presenting one of the films with a grant to aid its distribution in France.
There you go.
Interesting. So, yeah. It's
all you do in this Japanese class is sit around and watch movies.
Basically. Let's see. We watched one called like Father Like Son, and that one was almost interesting. It's about this family. It's like they're following this rich family who's trying to get their kid to go down the super elite path. He's like supposed to be some kind of piano, like learning the piano to do like fancy piano recitals. He went to prep school to get into a private school. They're taking him through all that kind of stuff. And then it finds out that their child was switched at birth with a different kid. And so they meet this other family who's, of course, like a bunch of bumpkins who are weird and don't live a nearly high class life. And like there's the thought about switching the children because of weird stuff. And so it's all kind of like semi-emotional hijinks dealing with the idea of after 6 years, do you trade the child back or keep it because you've been raising it and all that kind of stuff. So.
What was it called?
Like Father, Like Son. I think they're remaking it in America.
I was going to say, it sounds... So this is the 1987 version with Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron, right?
Not at all.
That he gives the approval for. It's Kirk Cameron movie.
Nope.
I'm surprised you liked it.
It's not a Kirk Cameron movie.
Oh, yeah, you did say you were a Dudley Moore fan. That's right.
I don't even know who that is.
Author and 10 are in his top 10 movies.
You know Arthur?
Arthur and 10.
Yeah, 10.
I think I've seen Arthur.
Is it drunk?
Or is that a remake?
I think there was a remake of Arthur.
They remake it with like one of those British dudes.
They remade it with that guy that. Oh, God, what is his name? I don't remember his name.
Russell Brand.
Jason Bateman.
Close enough. I didn't like that one. So I probably don't like the original either. Who knows? The last one is called Departures, and it actually is a good movie.
That sounds familiar.
It's about a mortician. It's some dude who, like, his dream was to become, like, a concert cellist, but he finally joins the orchestra, and then it closes down immediately. So he's like, F this life, and he moves back to his hometown. And the only job he can get is working as a mortician. And so he does all the stuff, preparing the body for burial, all that kind of stuff. And it's really good. And there's drama with him and his wife and the town he lives in. He's figuring out kind of stuff about sort of the importance of that job and his family life, moving back to the small town he grew up in. So that one's actually a good movie and worth watching.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that one when it first came out.
It was a few years ago. We also watched an episode of Princess Jellyfish, which is a TV show, which is really cool. So
I'll just wait for the comic. Kaboom or IDW will pick it up.
Princess Jellyfish?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I don't think I want to watch that one.
Well, you don't like anime, Mike.
I don't. See, I could sense a disturbance in the force, and I didn't even know it was anime.
Something wasn't right.
Something wasn't right.
Wait a second. Something is wrong. What is it?
That's it.
TV. What we got on TV?
I'm still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I still like it. I'm almost to the end of the season.
I'm glad you like it.
It's good.
I know
you don't believe me. I know you don't believe me.
I'd rather watch The Purge in slow motion.
I thought The Purge was filmed in slow motion. God.
I think I'd rather watch Princess Jellyfish or watch The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's good. Deathlock. They have
no one doesn't like it.
They announced Deathlock by name, which I was surprised by.
Wow.
I didn't know that they'd actually use his name. But they showed his name. Project Deathlock.
Another show that's horribly bad, but I keep watching, is Under the Dome.
Yeah, I need to watch. I'm watching that, but I don't like it.
I essentially watch. The reason I stopped watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the same reason I should stop watching Under the Dome. And it's because there's no likable character that I like in that whole damn show. And it's the same with Under the Dome, but I have already went too far in Under the Dome to stop. I'm gonna watch this train crash into the wall.
You're too far in now. You're committed.
I'm too far in. You can't pull me out. But
they just keep throwing like stupid stuff in, and someone dies.
And then
nothing ever really happens.
Nothing ever happens, and there's nobody to side with because they're all idiots.
Yeah, everyone's backstabbing everyone else. No one has a brain.
So, like, what is like? I never read the book, and I haven't seen the show. But from what I gather is there's a city and then there's a dome on the city, and so no one can get in or out. So like
they don't know where the dome came from.
Don't care.
The government could see them on the outside of the dome. You can't leave the
Sweet.
dome. There's something controlling stuff in the dome. Like, it was bleeding blood. It was raining blood in one episode, and it does. It's, there's weird shit.
The dome turned magnetic in one episode.
Yeah. And there's butterflies all over the place.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's butterflies in one episode. Like, there's some crazy, like, supernatural event every episode, and people are trying to survive it, but end up just backstabbing one another. And then someone usually dies.
There's this girl from the 80s that's back from the dead, and you don't know why.
Then people show up. Weird people show up every once in a while, and you don't know where they came from.
The mom that you thought was dead is not dead, and she's sending messages. I'm like, what the fuck? But if you like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you'll probably like Under the Dome, so check it out.
If you like trash television, go ahead.
I didn't mean to say that, but it just came out. I'm all caught up on True Blood. It's a pretty good season. It's almost
Should I start
over.
Watching that show?
What, 9 years into it? Yes.
Like, is it worth it, or should I just not bother?
I don't know. The first season's really, really good. It kind of loses my interest, even though I'm still watching it, because they introduced too much. It became too bloated. In other words, it started off as a vampire show, and now it's like everything.
Okay.
Penny Dreadful's better, and because it's like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen kind of thing, except they're like a supernatural. Like, it's got like Frankenstein's monster, and it's got some woman that could talk to spirits, and
that sounds good.
It's got a whore that falls in love with this guy that's a bad gunfighter. Like, he's just like from the Wild West. It's crazy, but I like it. But that one could go off the rails too. You know, I mean, it might not go off the rails for everybody. I think True Blood got too out of control. And I guess my problem with True Blood is the main character I don't like. I like every other character. I don't
she's
like.
She's a terrible friend.
Well, she's a horrible. She causes every fucking disaster. She doesn't say. I mean, when she saves anybody, it's because she caused the disaster in the first place. She sleeps with every werewolf and every vampire you could possibly fucking think of. But there's shapeshifters and witches and all kinds of cool shit. If you have access to DVDs at the library, I would check the first season out, and if you like it, you'll probably like the whole thing.
Mm. Run through like three or four, and then like bail out.
Okay, so I'll start watching it knowing that I'm waiting for the bailout point.
You'll feel it. If you like the first season, you'll go along and you'll be like, all right.
You'll know when it hits.
It is not like true, like Under the Dome, though. You will like it much more than Under the Dome.
Yeah, Under the Dome, I knew for the first episode that it was stupid. No, the first episode was good, and then the second episode didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, Under the Dome, I've heard from Mbats that it's nothing like the book. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if the Sookie things come from a book too, but
nothing like the book.
I don't think it's nothing like the book.
Tara is happy in the books.
And Under the Dome, they probably just took the concept. Hey, a dome over a city. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Here's some characters. Let's just make some stories up about these people in the dome. How about It Rains Blood? All right.
Well, the other one I'm watching that I'm really, really enjoying is The Strain. That is really good. Yeah. That is, like, really good.
They did a good job in that.
That is probably my favorite of the shows I'm watching right now. It just because it's, like, again, you're dealing with like an outbreak. So, like, if you like movies like Outbreak, when there's like a contagion, and you like vampires and badass old man. it's a pretty cool show. I'd recommend.
Did you read the comics?
I have read the comics, and I haven't read all of them though.
Yeah.
I'm about right now in the show about where I left off in the comics. Not that I don't have them, I just haven't read them. I own a library.
You know what's awesome? I got in my latest DCBS shipment, I got Murder Me Dead, the David Laugham book, because I never read that.
I never heard of it.
It's like an older one. They just reprinted it. I think he brought it out through Image. But anyway, at the back there's like about the author type thing. And I didn't know this, but he has four daughters. Like, dang. It's a
That's a lot
sick
of
bastard for
daughters.
four four daughters. He probably can't let it, and his daughters read anything he writes. Depending on how old they are, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, Daddy, let us read. What'd you write? What'd you write? Your new book came out, Dad. Let's read it. What is it? A cross. Can we read it? Nah, no. Daddy didn't write that. They just put his name on it. Stay away from that book.
Please. How do you keep your stuff from getting, 'cause you do read some crazy shit.
They're not interested in my stuff at this point.
No, I know they're not interested, but how do you keep them from stumbling into it?
I have so much stuff that the odds of them finding it are very slim.
They're not in order.
I don't keep those up like on the shelves, so I don't think I have anything too controversial on my shelves. I have a couple controversial things on my shelves, but
I have a huge dildo on
yeah.
the shelf.
Except for that.
Nobody's ever asked about it, so I'm okay.
They don't know. They haven't asked what it is yet. They use it as a sword.
Any other TV shows? All right. There's a lot of TV coming out that I'm really interested in. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, new stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't see any of it, so that's cool.
But for you, Micah, when you come back, you could watch it all at once.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be able to see the cool shows that we'll never be able to see.
Not really.
All the nudity and tentacle porn.
And all game shows where they eat live bugs and stuff.
Fear Factor?
No, don't they have those Japanese shows?
I'm not
Where
sure
they
they eat a lot of live
eat
bugs.
a bunch of weird stuff.
Are you gonna have access to TV and stuff or no?
Mean, I probably won't get, have it. I won't get to have a TV, so I don't watch TV now.
TV stinks. Except for the
Cable
good
costs
stuff.
money, and then you have to find a TV show. And then like watch it, and then it's too much hassle.
That's why you need technology.
I watched 24. That was it.
Is it still good?
It's over now. Yeah.
Nah, it's done.
It was good.
Is it done for good now?
Probably. I don't see them bringing. I at least don't see them bringing back with Kiefer Sutherland. Except for maybe a cameo or something. They'd have to spin it off at this point. Like, they can't just keep with Kiefer.
Guess that I don't think I've watched anything else.
I've
All
been
right.
busy.
We can jump to comic books then.
I'll go first because I don't have anything to talk about. I read the 100th anniversary, fuck, Avengers, whatever number.
Oh, those 100 anniversary titles.
Only the one, because Spider-Man sucked. I read the Avengers one, written and drawn by James Stokoe.
Yeah.
I think I read the Spider-Man one. It wasn't that bad.
The one with, like, Kingpin and, like, they shot Eddie for no reason and all the stuff. It was dumb. But
the Stokoe one. Yeah, I have the Stokoe one. I haven't read it yet, though.
Oh, you should read it. It's great.
I flipped through it. It looks amazing.
It's the art is awesome.
Is this the Avengers one that has
yeah.
Stokoe art?
Yep.
Avengers 100?
Yeah. The 100th anniversary of Avengers.
It's got a crazy looking Beta Ray Bill on the cover.
Yeah, it has a nonsensical Beta Ray Bill. It has some weird, like Rogue from the, like, Rogue with her weird X-Men sunglasses, and then Doctor Strange as the Avengers, and a disembodied Iron Man. So. The story is, I guess they're on Earth 100 years from now. There's another crossover. There's a war that happened. People died or something. And so they're trying to clean up, not even clean up Earth, but like, yeah, they're trying to clean up Earth, get rid of all these like weird bombs from, I can't remember the name of the bad guys. It's the race of people, who are the bad guys from the very first Guardian of the Galaxy's comics from back in like the 70s? No one knows. Okay. It's those bad guys, the yellow ones with like bug eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah, they had an alien name. I can't
yeah,
remember. They
it's
were
a whole
all
alien, yeah.
It's a whole alien race.
Yeah. But anyway, that's like those are the bad guys who I guess the Avengers have just fought off. And so they're done with the cleanup, and then the Mole Man dude shows up. Is his name just Mole Man?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mole Man shows up and wants to create a new Subterranea. And so the Avengers have to fight against them. And that's a big, fun adventure. And then it ends with, like, this one-page, sort of, like, stinger page of some really trippy Captain America shit. It's really good.
The Badoon.
Badoon. Yeah, that's it. That's who it is.
Oh, and a correction. I did not read the Spider-Man 100th anniversary. I'm incorrect.
What did you read?
I didn't know it sucked.
I think I was thinking of Spider-Man number one.
Oh, no, that's different. I did not read that one, but...
That one was not bad. The 100th anniversary was possibly bad.
100th anniversary, not good.
But the Avengers one could not have been bad because James Stokoe.
It is very good. It is very, very good.
I look forward to reading it.
Did you order it?
Yeah, I have it. I just haven't had the time to read it yet.
Oh.
It's in my pile.
In your pile. What comics do you got, Bill?
Quick note. I'm almost. I read Five Weapons number 8 and 9. Because
nice.
I was a little bit behind. And it's awesome as always, but son of a bitch, he ended the series.
It's over?
Yeah. 10 is the last one.
Why? Wow.
I think of sales. He intended it to go to 15, but he cut it short. He's probably losing money.
I wonder this. This is off topic a little bit. But I was thinking with the success of Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever and various other things, if it would be worth it for one of these companies to... Well, I don't think... Well, Jimmy Robinson can't do it. But, like, for one of these companies who has backing from either a larger corporation, like, specifically, like, Marvel and DC can do it. But even, I wonder if Image, with money pouring in for them, but if it's all going to Kirkman, maybe not, could allow one of these books to float longer. Maybe keep it open.
Oh,
out
with
of the
hopes.
With the hopes that you can either turn the book sales around, or you find a different market for it, or get an option for a TV show or a movie that might be a hit. And if you keep these books around, because, like, they're sure they're somewhat expensive, but in the grand scheme of thing, if you look at it as just R&D,
right.
they're super cheap to like what I you cannot cost that much for like a TV company to keep like something like five weapons open for like 2 or 3 years, you know?
Yeah, but someone would need to foot the, someone has to foot the bill, so.
That's the thing. I'm just wondering. I'm wondering why Marvel and DC don't do it.
What?
Like the way exactly. With the way things are now, like I'm wondering like why they feel the need to cancel a book after like 5 issues if it sucks, if the sales aren't great, as opposed to just letting it run for a year or two.
I
'Cause it
think in the
isn't like
case of Marvel and
DC
DC,
needs money.
though, but they know they can pop those characters up in another storyline if they need to. I mean, they're, since it's like a shared universe, they're not.
Yeah.
You could cancel a title, that doesn't mean you're giving up on the character. They can still appear somewhere else, so.
Right. But I'm just wondering, like, but for instance, I'm not sure,
But now that you mention it, Five Weapons would make an awesome TV show.
I think so.
That'd be fantastic. I would watch that for sure.
I would definitely watch it.
Someone get on that. Hollywood, get on
I'll
this.
make me a show.
That'd be a good. You could do that on like a CW or something.
Absolutely. You can do it on CW. Does ABC Family still make TV shows?
Probably.
They got weird at one point in time.
Yeah, this might be too weird for ABC Family, though.
I don't know. I mean, Kyle XY was a weird ass show. That existed.
Was that on AB? Oh, was that, wasn't that on ABC, and then they switched it to ABC Family?
Oh, that might have been the case. I'm not entirely. I only remember the commercials. I never actually watched the show. I just remember seeing commercials being like, that's really strange.
Yeah, but this would be yeah. So this is good. So I have to read the last, sadly, the last issue, but. This has been
Yeah.
every. I've loved every episode or every issue of this
It's
series.
really good. It's a really
It
good
is.
series.
It's interesting. Every issue has a interesting story and a twist at the, like a cliffhanger at the end. The art is awesome. I think some of the best he's done. And the coloring is awesome too. And it's fun. It's just so much fun. Oh, I'm gonna miss it. It will be missed. There's a few comics like this out there. It's unfortunate that the he didn't find the market he needed.
Yeah.
I think that people think it's like for kids, like it's too young, skewed too young, but it's really not. I mean, it's about a school for assassins.
Yeah. There's not, like in American comics at least, there's zero young adult market, so, or
Yeah.
whatever you would call it, whatever, like that would end up being. Which is weird because it's the most popular book market and is encroaching, like, they're trying, it's actually, well, I mean, Hunger Games is already up there, but the movie market from young adult books is,
Yeah, it's becoming one of the
becoming one, yeah.
leading markets.
But
I know it
comics
is.
is like kids or adults. That's it.
Yeah, I know it is. It's totally weird when you look at it in terms of books, because you're right. The books, the young adult is like that's the hottest. Like you bring a young adult book out about a vampire or something, and
Yeah.
a good chance of having a huge like some dystopian tale, and you have a huge hit on your hands, but.
Exactly.
In the comic market, yeah, you'd be pressed to find
It's a hard
stuff in that zone.
it's hard to find like books.
Sorry about that.
Teenagers. It's fine. Sneezing happens.
I started sneezing. I went to go find Kleenex and there wasn't any, so I had to go upstairs and get it, find another box. I had the sneeze attack. I think it's because I mowed the grass yesterday and Harley keeps rubbing it in. It's real wet and she brings in the pollens and all that crap.
There.
What did I miss?
We were just talking about Five Weapons,
Okay.
how it should be a TV show.
It's definitely got the Harry Potter type feel to it.
What else did I read? I read The Outcast from Image Comics, the new Robert Kirkman book with art by Paul Azacia or something like that. And this is about. Did you read this, Mike?
No, I haven't been in the mood for new stuff.
So this is like a possession type story. It was really good. And the first issue, they did one of those oversized first issues, so with a $2.99 price, so it's a definitely a good bargain. But it's about this guy who used to live in this small town, but moved away because, I guess because he beat up his wife and got pretty much had to leave the town. But as the story, his wife. But as the story unfolds, you find out that, I can't remember what his current job is or how he ended up at this woman's place, but he ends up seeing this kid who's acting weird and they think he's possessed. And they bring in like a priest to do like an exorcism. And then you find out that this guy has some kind of powers where he's able to see these demons, or these demons are attracted to him or something, or have like a relationship with him. So it goes on from there. So it's kind of like Kirkman's demonic possession type story with this guy who has these abilities to see these demons. So it was good. And the art was phenomenal. I'm not sure what this guy's done before, but it was real nice. So I liked it. And then I got a couple others. Well, first I'm reading through the True Story Swear to God omnibus because I realized I'd never actually read all of the stories in it, so I'm just reading through it all again because it's good. And it's still good. I'm sad that there's no more than just this one omnibus.
I think it's coming back. I think I heard.
Oh, is he going to bring it back again?
Plus he has the new trade that came out, the original direct-to-trade Chickacombra or whatever it's called.
Chickacombra?
Yeah.
Chickacombra or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to pick that one up.
Pre-order it. Or it's already out.
And the funny thing... One of the funny things about... So, True Story, I Swear to God, we've talked about before. It's about Tom Beland meeting his girlfriend, where they met... She was from Puerto Rico, he was from California, and they met at Disney World, or Disneyland, I don't remember which one. One night. And then formed a long-distance relationship after that. And I believe they're still together today.
Yeah. They were married, and I don't know if they're remarried, but they're together still.
So, yeah, we definitely need a volume 2 then to see what happened in the interim. But I was going to say, one of the interesting things is, in this book, his girlfriend Lily is trying to convince him to make mini-comics. Because when the story starts, he's working for a newspaper, doing a comic strip in a newspaper and doing like illustrations in the newspaper. And he has aspirations to do comics, but never doesn't have the confidence, I guess, to do it. But he did do the stories that appear in this book. He did them as comics, and then she convinced. But he was just holding on to them and not doing anything with them, and she convinced him to print them out as mini comics and start selling them at cons and stuff. So it's just interesting to see where he's gotten to now, like back when he was just starting out and trying to sell these stories and get his confidence and stuff. So it's cool. And he's talking about how it was always his dream to see his comics like on the shelf next to like Fantastic Four and stuff. And now he's written Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
The last one I wanted to talk about is I read Jack Kraken from Dark Horse Comics. And this is written by Tim Seeley. There's three stories in here. I think the reason I got this, well, I like Tim Seeley, but one of the stories is drawn by Ross Campbell. So I didn't really know anything about this, and I don't even know where these stories first appeared, if they appeared somewhere else first.
Probably Dark Horse Comics Presents, maybe?
Yeah, that's my guess. I don't know if it says in here.
I think I have this book.
I don't see it on hand. Well, you like Tim Seeley, right?
I like Tim Seeley.
And you're a huge Ross Campbell fan.
I'm on the fence.
There's no bathrooms in this, but there's like a basement, so it's kind of a grimy basement.
I am going to revisit the water babies or whatever that is.
Wet moon?
Wet moon.
Water babies?
He did do water baby. That was another one.
Oh, I was thinking of like the actual dolls that were like babies that were filled with water.
I am going to fight through that bathroom scene.
Get past the bathroom scene. So this has three stories. It's about this superhero kind of guy, Jack Kraken, who has these weird arms and legs that like extend. They look kind of like cables almost, and they extend. We don't really get into his origin yet in this first book. But there's three different stories. One where he has to rescue these kids. And basically it looks like he's fighting. He lives in this world where there's these supernatural creatures. And in the first one, so he saves these kids from this one monster. In the second story, the second one is interesting because it's telling about this Irish clan of supernatural beings. And in the third one, you actually kind of find out who Jack Kraken actually is, like under his mask. And it's about these other creatures in Africa, I think. Somewhere in Africa. I don't remember. Or maybe Minnesota. No, wait, not Minnesota. Isilio, wherever that is. So it was good. I enjoyed it. So it's kind of like a monster of the week type thing where he's finding out about these creatures and he's sent in to... His agency sends him in to deal with these creatures.
It was just a one-shot, right?
Yeah, it's just a one-shot.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I liked the character.
Well, I have a few. Most of the stuff I read was old. But this one's kind of old. I finally finished All-Star Batman and Robin the Boy Wonder by Frank Miller and Jim Lee. And I thought it was phenomenal. It is very dark and very twisted, and he's the goddamn Batman. It plays off of stereotypical things in the book, and it just makes it ridiculously violent and crazy. Like, it almost makes him look like he captured Robin to have sex. I don't know it, but he didn't. He just knew that he wanted this kid to train underneath him to become another like Batman protege. But he's like extremely violent. The artwork is awesome. This is before they put the glossy shit on everything. And the artwork just pops. I mean, it's just like really great, awesome panels in there. The Joker is like really twisted. They only showed him in one issue. And he basically slept with this lawyer that she was like a good lawyer that would sue corporations for child misuse and stuff like that, and he basically is really extremely violent. He slept with her and then killed her really violently, and then they never showed him again. This series never finished. It ran 10 issues. They introduced a lot of concepts, and then it just never finished. The Justice League was going to go after after Batman because of him. They thought he kidnapped Dick Grayson, and Superman. It consists of Superman, Plastic Man, Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman's just like, let me go kill the son of a bitch. This guy's crazy. He's making us look bad. I just want to take my sword and cut his throat. And they like Superman and everybody, you can't do that. You can't become evil. So they send Green Lantern, and Green Lantern meets the Batman, and Batman meets him, and he says, meet me at the warehouse so often, and he basically paints the entire warehouse yellow. He's like, this son of a bitch is going to be depowered, he won't be able to do anything. And he has Robin paint it, and he's like, I thought they got rid of like child slaves and all this. But he's actually painting the whole house, and he gets there, and he's like, we don't like your style of violence, because Batman is different here. He like will commit violence because he thrives on it. Like, if he's gonna make you hurt, he's gonna make you hurt, and he's gonna love every minute of it. And he gets Green Lantern there, and they have this big old discussion. And like, what are you gonna do? And then Robin finally cuts loose, and he gives him a punch to his throat, and he literally almost kills Hal Jordan. Batman has to give him a tracheotomy and try to save his life because Robin would have killed him. But interesting enough, he didn't want to kill the guy who killed his parents, but he tried to kill Green Lantern. There's so many plot threads that, unfortunately, I don't know if we'll ever see the end of them. Because, like I said, it went 10 issues. There was a lot of interesting stuff going on with Jim Gordon because his wife is a drunk. And he's kind of seeing that Sarah woman on the side, and Barbara knows about it, and she's trying to be Batgirl, and Black Canary smokes cigars, and she's having sex with Batman, and there's just crazy shit, but it's so damn interesting. I'm glad I read it when I read it, because when it was coming out, the issues were very sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of flowed really well reading it the way I did. I just wish it would complete. Like, that should be what he ends up drawing next. I wish they just let him finish the story, at least get to some closure and finish Frank Miller's story, because it is really good.
So is it written but just not drawn?
I have no idea where it is. I know it sold really well. Like, they didn't cancel the All-Star Superman and Batman because... All-Star Superman obviously finished. All-Star Batman got to issue 10 and totally stopped. And it's not even a... There's like no closure whatsoever to the book. So if you bought the trade or whatever, it would read really weird because it's all these plot threads and then they never complete.
Is the trade all 10 issues?
I think they traded 9 because nine. I hear 10... is the controversial issue that they pulled off the shelves.
Did they pull it? I have it. Did they pull it? I thought it just had a curse word on it.
I heard that they pulled it. Well, when they pull something, Micah, it doesn't mean that the comic shop's going to pull it. It just means that they send a notice to the comic shop to pull it. And more than half, I don't think pull it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They sell it.
They raise the rates on it.
Yeah. Or they put a bag of board over on it and say, here's $10. You want to buy it? It's controversial. But, yes, you have to go in with a different frame of mind when you read it, but it's really well written, and the art is amazing, and the story is really cool, and I wish there was more of it. So that's one of the things I read. I read The Empty Man number 2. Which continues that religious crazy disease called the Empty Man. And in the second issue, they make it look more... It is a legitimate disease.
Who publishes that?
It's spreading. You read it. You gave it 5 stars last week. What do you mean, who publishes it?
Oh, Jesus, that's the Christ. Boom one?
Yeah.
I can't remember the title.
Oh, no,
is that
God.
What it's called? The Empty Man?
Yeah.
That's a terrible title. I remember. I reduced it to 4 out of 5. And that's
why you'll never remember to order the damn trade, because you don't remember the titles. See, this is your system is so broken. It is flawed at every.
Well, if they would give it a good title, I would remember.
It is so broken. That's the disease. Actually, it's called the Empty Man. They show a lot more of the religious guy, but they don't give you any kind of linkage yet. There's no linkage. Yeah. They just set up the character a little bit more. They delve more into the two detectives and the outbreak. It's spreading. It's like a disease. More people are committing suicide in weird ways. So the art is just phenomenal. Vanessa Del Rey is just so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
The only last thing I want to talk about, I read a lot, but the last thing I want to talk about, I think, is the all new Atom. I've read this back in the past, but there was a few issues I haven't read, and I read a handful of Gail Simone issues and the Rick Remender issues, which were he kind of closed out the series. And as a whole, like, I would have to say this is the best Atom stories ever told. Better than Sword of the Atom, better than the Atom, better than Hawkman and the Atom. I think I've read just about every Atom there is. I like the Atom's interpretation in the New 52 Futures End, where he's like a crazy scientist. But man, this is good. Ryan, Cho, I'm gonna pronounce his name wrong. Choi, I think that's Choi. Choi.
Yeah.
He's an awesome character. And they delve the issues I read with Gail Simone. They delved into his backstory back in China, where he fell in love with some girl and he has to go rescue her. He just gets a random call from her and he's like, I need you to help me. My life is in danger. And he basically says, I have to do this, even though she hasn't talked to me in forever, because she was my first love, and I'll always love her. So he goes back there and has to deal with her dead husband and the dead friends that used to pick on him. It's kind of like a bullying issue. These bullies used to always pick on him, and he has to end up fighting them. And then the Rick Remender story is really cool because it's like he lets his own blood vessels or cells, blood cells, escape his own body, and they turn into like these monsters that suck people in into the microverse. And it's really a cool science concept and science fiction story because he has to shrink down and go into his own, it's like his own body essentially. Really cool story. I like the way it ended. I wish there was more of it, but as we all know, in Titans, they killed him off. Deathstroke and crew killed him. But that was the old 52, and now there's the new 52, and I don't think they've introduced him as a character yet, so we'll see. But really good story. I really liked. I'm glad I marathoned through him. I just felt like reading older stuff, and that's kind of what I read. I read some current Superboy, and that series went really whack. Now there's like 52 Superboys, and I don't know what the hell's going on, but it was enjoyable.
What? 50? Why are there so many?
He actually punched there was he went into the future. He met his future a future Superboy, which and they both came back down to Earth, and they essentially found each other, and they touched each other's hands like through the glass. And when they did that, like 52 Superboys broke out. And
Wow.
I don't know. It's like maybe breaking the fourth wall or whatever. Like, remember, if you remember, Superboy punched a wall, and that's
Yeah.
why Jason Todd's back alive and everything.
Yep.
So I wonder if they're doing something very similar to that. But it was very weird. So that's pretty much all the books. I started to read Ambush Bug, and that's pretty funny shit. You're none. I like how they were, how they had the source wall of Jack Kirby, or the source wall's fourth world, open up the story arc. That was really awesome.
I think I might have read that one.
I don't even have the whole series, but I read number one and I thought it was really good. That's all I had to talk about.
That's it for me for comics, I think. I think Bill disappeared. I can talk about this. I just got back from Olive Garden, so.
Yeah. What'd you get?
I had they had this deal where it's like you get three things for between $12 and $15. So we had chicken and gnocchi soup, which is actually really good there. A little bit too salty though, but otherwise it's good. And it's unlimited, so we had two bowls of that. and a bunch of breadsticks. Then I had like some sort of shrimp Alfredo dish with lots of fresh tomatoes in it, and that was really good. And
I like those places because of the all you can eat breadsticks and salad and soup.
Yep.
Because I really like their minestrone, believe it or not. I like how that you could tell them when to stop, like put the cheese on. No,
yeah.
Don't stop yet. Keep going.
But it was very tasty.
They have some pretty good desserts too. I don't know if you've ever had any, but
I had one today. It was part of the little meal thing, and so it's a tiny little cup of some kind of lemon thing.
Ah, I think that's what we got one time, was a sampler, which was a bunch of little cups of desserts.
They're really cute.
Yeah. Did Bill leave?
I don't think he left, but he said be right back. Then
he's probably having to go tell his kids to get off of the YouTubes.
They watched. They're on there too much.
They're on the YouTubes, and they're
watching
causing
the
us to sound like robots.
Get off the YouTubes.
Minecrafting.
Watching Minecraft videos.
Is there Minecraft videos?
Of course.
It's like 1,000. No, more than 1,000.
That's not even. That's
a million, maybe.
And they they sit there and watch these things?
You play Minecraft, and then you watch somebody else play Minecraft to go back and play more Minecraft.
Apparently, and I'm going to guess this is the case for any popular video game, there's probably...
And non-popular ones.
Yeah, thousands of videos of just watching people play the video.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And they enjoy that.
People do enjoy it.
Yeah, they get, like, if you search for some of these videos on YouTube, they have, like, millions of hits.
Yep.
Or millions of views. There's some people, I think, who just live off of doing video games.
Yeah. Some of these ugly dudes
playing
sitting around
video games.
Doing this stuff, playing video games.
How do they live off of it, though? They don't get
YouTube
paid.
Yeah, they do. YouTube.
They add money.
Ad revenue.
If I put a video up there and it has a lot of hits, I get money?
You have to go into a deal with them, but yes.
And you need a lot of hits.
You need a lot of hits before YouTube will come to you and be like, and if you have one video that gets like 2 million, they like, if you only have one video up, it might take a long time for them to come to you. But if you have
one a week.
Yeah, if you have like one a week, or even if you have like one every month or two, but you're consistent and they consistently get high numbers of views, then they'll come to you with the deal. But because they can put an ad on, because they can get paid to put an ad on your video, and then you get
YouTube's getting paid every time for all those ads they're putting up. So
right,
there's money being paid.
If your video gets popular, but there's never an ad on it, then you won't make it. There's no ad money to be made. So
that's interesting. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if we had that back in the day, then we would have us like playing combat and playing like a
that'd
Warlord
be awesome
stuff.
Laser blast. I'd be playing Pac-Man.
I mean, there are these people who just play old games.
Man. You would see me get to the third stage and then give up.
You'd see me playing Circus Atari.
Yeah, Circus Atari, Breakout, Warlords.
I love Warlord. That was an awesome game.
Night Driver.
Yeah. Pitfall.
Yeah.
That's when you start getting to the next level.
Yeah, where things started to look like a person. Or
the
basketball. Go,
whoop.
We were talking food, Bill.
Ah, food. Sounds good.
Have any?
I'm trying to think. What did I have?
I'm not eating anything good anymore. I'm on a kind of like a exercise and less carbs and less shit So I don't have anything good to talk about.
So you're eating good stuff now. That's what you
mean. I'm just miserable.
I did make something good. So my one of the things that turned out really well in my garden this year are cucumbers.
Nice.
So I got some gigantic cucumbers, like probably
like pickles.
They're they're big cucumbers, 15 inches.
That's a bit big for pickles.
Can't
fit it in the jar.
So I was like, what am I going to do with these cucumbers besides give them away?
Think like the crust. What would a crust do with a 15-inch cucumber?
Probably make a necklace out of them.
I think they'd shove it up something. That's what I think.
I did consider that, but they were a little small for my taste.
Have so I to just be 25 inches.
Grill them with rice.
Then I would have considered it.
So what I did with it is chop it up and put it in
your ass.
No,
not chopped.
That was before I chopped it up. And now I'm just disgusted. Now I don't.
It's not going well at all.
I can't imagine where this went wrong. So I chopped it up with put some onion in there, some dill, some. I think I just used garlic powder. I don't know why I didn't just use regular full-on garlic. And I made some tahini and some water, like to make like a sauce out of tahini and water. And I mix that all together, a little salt and pepper. And then it's good. Served with a little bit of ground, what's that called? The ground chili pepper stuff.
Cayenne pepper?
No, you know that stuff that comes in the little jar with the green lid on it? It has like a turkey on it.
Oh, yeah.
Has some weird name. It's just like the ground chili paste or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that stuff on there. Oh, that's good. I'm sure there's like an actual recipe like that, but I just kind of threw it together. It was good.
The key to it is you have to leave it in your ass for
marinate it for overnight. You need to soften up you don't want the hard, the hard green skin on it. You know, and you could peel it, I guess, but that seems like a waste of time. That would just be a pain in the butt, so to speak.
Yeah, literally.
I think we're done here.
So, Micah, we have one more before you're actually leaving to Japan?
See.
Or what?
One, two.
Two more. And then you're gone for 9 months or 10 months?
10.
Wow.
And we won't hear from you for 10 months. Oh, wait. They have the internet in Japan?
They do have the internet in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So we'll try. We'll try to coordinate something at 4 a.m.
What's the time zone over there? I suppose I could look that up online.
13-hour difference.
Where are you going? Tokyo?
Tokyo.
13 hours
yep.
ahead from... Well, 13 hours different than what?
Here. Eastern? Oh, my East Coast time. Oh, so like 14 for you, 15 for Mike.
So 15 hours.
It's 3 o'clock here, so it's 4 a.m. over there right now. 4 a.m. Monday morning.
We just have to do evening.
Evening, like Sunday evening or what?
Well, maybe. We'll just see when I get there what my schedule's going to end up being like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm not the best with time zones.
Bill can't even figure out the damn Central and Eastern.
That's right.
It's only a 1 hour difference.
You guys. Yeah, that'll kill me. 14-hour difference. I don't know. We're podcasting, but I have no idea when.
if he can't do a 1 hour difference, the 14-hour will throw him off.
I'll just show up randomly in episodes. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can leave an iTunes review, and we'd really love it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
It would be fantastic. And at do underscore what on the Twitters.
That's
I'm
me.
Sure I'm sure he's gonna let us know what's going on. He might let us know in Japanese, so you might not be able to read it.
Well, I still,
maybe you can cut and paste it into a translator and see what if you follow him on Twitter. At DBM00, ask him what to do with the cucumber. I'm sure he'll be glad to
share
to tweet
recipes.
You back and share
Send
recipes.
Oh, yeah, recipes.
Or show you pictures on how to marinate the cucumber
cucumbers
overnight. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And on the emails, it's at Micah, at Mike, and at Bill at comicbooknoise.com. You could send an email.
Also, technically, it's not at Mike.
We at
know.
Mike.
Because Mike at.
Mike at. Thank you, Bill.
I don't know. There might be some people who are new to the internet and don't know the format.
They're new to the internet and they found us.
Sorry. Type and to go to our website. It's http colon ///
That's right.
www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. Dude, I haven't used W's in forever.
Facebook. We have a Geek Brunch page.
We do have a Geek Brunch Facebook page.
And you could click the like button and follow the episode threads there. And I think that's it. And you guys have a good afternoon. And Bill, enjoy your marinade.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Well, then.
Enjoy it. Dig in deep, man. Dig in deep. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.